Today is February 14th, 2018, so happy Valentine's Day. Today is the day that you love yourself so you can love others, right? I always believe you start with yourself and then there's lots to be spread out to everybody else. So please make sure you do something wonderful for yourself. And then share that with others throughout the day. You know, sometimes it's the simplest things too, right? Just the smile that you could give someone, opening a door for someone. It's the little things. Okay, so lying on your backs, take a moment to observe the contact that you're making with the floor. Notice how your shoulder blades are resting, how your pelvis is resting. If you'd like, you can put those four points there, those four dots, and connect them to draw your rectangle. And then you start to witness and notice your spine, which is in the center of your rectangle. Hopefully, right? But there might be parts of your spine that kind of curve more to one side than the other. Oh, and I think I forgot to say the title. So today we're doing lesson number two, seeing the heels. So yeah, just how are things resting and lining up today now that you have these reference points? And then observing how your arms feel inside your shoulders, how your legs feel, the hip joints. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left to observe the quality, remember not quantity, but quality of rolling your head. The ease. And then as you bring your head back to the center, take a moment to observe your breath and your breathing. So what that means is just to notice your inhalation and exhalation. No need to change anything. You're just drawing awareness and attention onto your breath. Good. And how we're going to start this lesson is by bending your right knee, your right leg, and bringing your right foot up to standing. We've done this before in many lessons. And just think in your mind about the movement first before you move. So I'll describe it. So with your right leg standing, just listen to the instructions and think it out. You're going to add some weight to that right foot. It's like that you push the foot into the floor, but your right knee stays upward standing, pointed towards the ceiling. But your pelvis begins to roll to the left, right? So this is what creates the rotation and the extension in your spine, okay? So once you have that idea, go ahead and begin the movement. So it's a rolling movement, right? So there's a difference between rolling and lifting. So there's no lifting, okay? And what I mean by that is you're not intentionally lifting your pelvis up, right? As you roll your pelvis to the left, the right side does come up, right? So you roll to the left and then you come back. And each time, so think of rolling, not lifting, that's lifting. So roll, there, that's a roll. So each time you feel like you can go a little further in your back, You get this nice arch all the way up your spine. So another aspect of rolling is you come onto the left side, right? So your left leg turns out, right? It's rolling. You know, it's really hard for some people. You want to lift. No lifting, rolling. So let the left leg roll out. Let your back arch all the way up underneath your right shoulder blade. Yes, so come back. So we want to keep this leg to the ceiling. So this is your pelvis, and you want to let this roll. Let this leg turn out. Yeah, like that. Beautiful. Right? So again, we talked about these planes of action. So you're getting rotation right now with extension. So what extension means is there's an arch. Right? You guys feeling that? So as you do this just once or twice more, again, what you're looking for is not how far you can go, is the ease and the quality in which you can do this movement. So that your breath and your breathing is uninterrupted. It's fluid. Beautiful. Now, as you come back, you're going to lengthen your right leg to rest. And notice now how the right side feels. If that right leg feels longer, does the whole right side feel longer? Right? So, as I have explained over the last couple weeks, this rotation is what gives you length. So you're acquiring space and length in between each vertebra, right? And it creates such a nice sense of ease. So now we're going to do the same thing on the left side. So you're going to bring your left leg up. And again, just think about the movement first, right? Just run through it once in your mind. Remembering that your knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. Remembering this is a rolling movement, and how you create that is by gently pressing the left foot and letting the right leg turn out, letting the right side of the pelvis roll into the floor so the left side lifts up. And you start to get this nice rotation in your back and your spine going all the way up to the base of your neck. That's it. So again, no lifting, rolling. Beautiful, right? So your pelvis, right, moves separate from the hip joint. So there's still some lift there. So I really want you to think, yeah. So your pelvis moves separate from your hip. And then go ahead and let it go and rest. And let's just see if now the left side has acquired some length. So from here, you're going to roll onto your stomach, and we're going to weave in from what we did last week some movements to add this extension and rotation into your upper back and continue with your lower back, hips. So let's have your right hand on top of your left, and then your right ear is going to rest on the back of your right hand. It'll feel a little strange in the beginning here, so you're going to lift your right arm with your head. So what that means, again, let's listen and think about it. Your right ear is resting on the back of your right hand, and it's completely resting, so you are not doing any kind of work in your neck. So when you go to lift the right arm, it's the hand, the elbow, the shoulder blade, part of the right side of the chest. There is no movement in your neck. So once you have that clear in your mind's eye, begin to lift your right arm, floating the head up, and then lower it back down. So it's maybe 2 inches away from the ground, 3 inches, right? That's it. So really let your right ear rest on the back of the right hand. So what's so critical about this movement is right from the beginning, it requires extension in your back. So no movement here, right? So this is really important for you. All the work should be coming from here. So just let your head rest on your hand. Now lift your hand. Yeah, lift the arm. Lift the arm. Let your head rest. Let it rest. Let this do the work. So this is the problem here. So think here. Tighten here. That was better. This is where it's to come from. So it should be coming from your back. Excellent. Beautiful. Now all we're going to do is change over the hands. So now your right ear rests on the back of the left hand. This is going to feel a little more funky. So again, it's really important for you to pay attention to allowing your head to rest, right? Because if you do work in your neck, your cervical spine, you're going to have pain. So it's really important to pay attention to that. So go ahead and float the left arm up with the right ear resting. Feel how the extensors in your back, your mid back to your lower back, grab. Beautiful. Now pause for a moment. Keep your left hand on top of your right, but just turn your head. So now we've got your left ear on the back of the left hand. Okay, so this is, so to speak, kind of a little bit easier way. And once again, the lift is coming from your arm, your left arm, elbow, and into your back. So your head is completely resting on the back of your hand. So the moment you start the movement, you feel in your back the extensors tighten. And again, if you find for yourself that you're involving your neck, the first thing is notice it so that you can change it. That's it. And now let's change over the hands. So the right hand is now on top, still with the left ear. And now the right arm comes up. Beautiful. Okay. Now, let's pause for a moment. We're going to do one more movement. Take your forehead to the back of your hands. And now, you're going to bring your legs together. And you're going to lift both of your legs. So nothing with your arms and not bending. Just straight up. Not bending. So just both legs lift from your hips. There you go. And down. So that means the knees lift, the thigh, everything lifts away, and your hips push into the floor. There you go. You can have a little space between your feet. There you go. So how do you do that? Right? That should go right back to the back, lower back. Tightens, lift those thighs. Think of pushing your hips forward. I know. There you go. Now try to lift your head, arms, and your legs and see if that's easier. Does that make the legs come up a little bit more? But Marlene, don't throw your neck. Remember, always, always, always never involve your neck. Excellent. Okay, let's take a big rest and go onto your back. Oh! Legs are long, arms. So now, probably feel a longer arch in your spine. And, you know, one thing that's important to notice for oneself is if this feels a little tiring, a little hard, that's common because most of us have become very weak with our extensors because we sit, drive in a car, computers, we're using our flexors on the front side a lot. So these extensors kind of get weak. That's weakness too. A different. They've been having cocktails, Mai Tais in Hawaii. So they just forget. They
it's like they can't.
Right, the receptors aren't there. Okay, so now let's go back to bending your right leg. Bring your right foot up to standing. Right, so we're going to go back to this movement. Pushing your right foot into the floor, keeping the right knee up. So why do you do that? Because you're turning your pelvis around your hip joint. They are not glued together inside. So you roll to the left and come back. And now we're getting more extension, aren't we? And rotation. It's gotten larger. Is it going all the way up to the area underneath your shoulder blades? So that your chest starts to lift and arch as well over to the left. And the back of your head, your chin starts to tilt back a little bit, right?
Still lifting.
Here, yes, stop. Yeah, so this is really important for you. That's what it means. So think rolling. Your hips are real tight, huh? This one movement will change everything. You go home and say, this is what Sharon taught me, so let it keep coming. Remember, just let this go. Why are you holding that? No need. Let this all, yes. Let your head, yes. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing like a half of an arc back bend, kind of, right? Right? Really let this chest open up, right? Now, at the same time, start to pay attention to your right hand, right? And it's somewhat close to the right foot. So as you roll to the left, right, you could encourage, I like that word, encourage that your right arm would just slide down and maybe touch the right heel. Right? And that encourages this upper part of your cervical spine and back to create more extension.
Next. Lift.
That. And you can press the head down, but this is where you need to lift.
Okay.
Not here.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, yes? So it seems like we forgot one thing. So we're gonna come back to the center and rest for a moment. So once again, that right side's nice and long now, right? We just keep on acquiring length. We all wanted to be 6 foot today, right? Yeah, so some of you, you know, and again, it's just a habit, right? Are still involving your neck. So we're gonna insert this wonderful little movement to clear that up for you. So with your legs long and your arms long, you're going to think of lifting your chest, your sternum. It's gonna go up to the ceiling, so the back of your head is going to press into the floor as if your eyeballs would look at the mirrors behind us, okay? So the key thing is the chest pops up and then you actually encourage pressure through the back of your head, which creates a lift in your neck, okay? So there's no work in your neck when you do this. Where's the work? Your skull. So let your head pop up, no. You're not lifting your chest. Lift, lift the chest. Lift, lift, lift. Lift, lift, lift. Lift, lift, lift. Press. I mean lift. And press. So that none of this has to work. This would be good for you to do every day. Right? Really get that chest. It's amazing the strength in your skull. Right? Use it. The neck is very fragile. So lift your chest, lift, and then take your head back, lift all of this, shoulder blades lift, and press the back of your head. Yeah, your ponytail's kind of in the way. Here, if you don't mind me loosening, okay. Because really use your head, ready? Press your head, press. Help it lift all this, don't use your neck. Press, there, use that skull. Are we good? Beautiful. Real, yes. Really use your head. You can stay there, right? When you once you get it for a couple minutes, you know, at least a minute. So it is the most fabulous thing for opening your chest and freeing up your cervical spine. Beautiful. Okay. Now let's go back to bending the right leg. Pressing the right foot into the floor, rolling to the left, getting our extension, and add this in, right? The chest is lifting and rotating, the back of the head is pressing into the floor. Press the back of the head. Your chin moves away from your sternum. So you're like doing almost like a half a back bend, sideways. Are we good? Nothing in the neck. Keep going. Over, over. Lift here. Yeah. Not the side of your head. Your head. There. It's strong. Let it lift up the, not the shoulder. This part. Yes. And there. That part of your spine. Not the side. Now come back. So you want this up. You okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it again. Roll. Did I do too much?
No.
Okay, lift this puppy. Lift, let this help it. Push, push, push the top of your head. Oh, there. Really use the top of your head. So much better, right? Okay, let's pause, lengthen your leg and rest. So now again, the right side is super long. Getting longer and longer. Okay, so let's try the same thing on your left side. So please bend your left leg. Remember the left foot is standing. Remember your left knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. Right, you start, it's a pressing of the foot, rolling of the pelvis, opening the hip, arching the spine, the back of the head presses back, the throat opens. Did you have any hip surgery or anything? This side's really tight. Yeah, so just let it come up, yeah. Roll, open that up, open. Yeah, keep going. There you go. Now don't forget about your head. There you go. There. And then think that hand can reach down towards that foot. Yes. There, and keep this open. Yeah, there you go. You okay?
I'm okay.
All right, so if I was to have a favorite movement of all the movements, this is it. Because it does so much for you. You get length, it's opening up the whole front side, your chest, your throat, your shoulders. It just feels amazing. Right? So for me, whether I'm traveling, anything, if I can lie on the floor and do this movement on both sides, spend 5 minutes, I feel fresh. That's it. Okay, let's come back and let's rest again. And let's very gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left and just see how that's feeling. So again, this is a moment to really observe for oneself. There should be fluidity, ease, and a feeling of nothingness. Right? Just easy breezy. So if you are experiencing any tension, soreness, now is the time to be aware of that so we can change it in these next movements, right? So it's not that you're doing anything wrong, right? It's becoming aware of what's habitual for you. And then in the awareness, things change. So you have to become aware of it first. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll back over onto your stomach. We're going to place the right hand on top of the left, like we started last time, and your right ear on the back of the right hand. Okay? And now, so right ear is resting on the back of the right hand, and let's go ahead and float your head up by the use of your arm, and let's see if this is feeling lighter and easier. Right? Did the extensors get stronger in your back? Right? Beautiful. Really nice. Okay, so let's pause with that for a moment. And now let's go ahead and bend your left leg. So your left foot is directed towards the ceiling. That's it. And you're now going to think of lifting this left knee thigh area. So the front of the hip bone presses into the floor, but the thigh and knee lift up. So just with the left leg. So lift up and lower. So it's just like lifting 1 or 2 inches. That's it. And as you're doing this lifting, in your thought, in your mind's eye, because your eyes are to the left, right? You're sensing and imagining that you could see your left foot. Right, so you have a sense, right? Really use your mind right now. In your thought, you have a sense where that left foot is, and you see it floating up. Okay? And really let the front of your hip press down as you float up. That's it. Beautiful. Let's pause and rest the left leg and do the right leg. So nothing changes with your head, right? You're just going to concentrate in your mind with your thought that you could see the right foot floating up by looking over the left shoulder. Right, so it's in your mind, it's in your thought. Now, some of you, it's really hard to have your foot towards the ceiling, and you need to pay attention to that. Right? So some of you do a lot of work where your lower leg is not perpendicular to the ceiling. It needs to be. This is so much work here. This isn't. Feel that? Perpendicular. Right angle. Beautiful. Now, if you don't mind, keep your left leg bent, but you're not going to lift it. But again, it needs to be at a right angle. Sorry, the left leg. Just the left leg. Keep the left leg. You guys are confusing me. The leg that you just had up. Keep the right leg up. Don't do anything different. Just pause and really make sure in your mind, in your thought, you know it's a right angle. Now, with your right arm, you're going to lift your head and you're going to start to look over the left shoulder as if you could see that right heel. Right? So it's your intention. Whether you see it or not doesn't matter. It's your thought. It's how you orientate yourself. Your desire to locate it. Beautiful. Pause for a moment and let's lower your right leg and now bend the left leg. Same thing. So first of all, make sure it's at a right angle. Okay, with your right ear in the back of your right hand, you're going to lift and you're going to think about looking and finding that left heel. So much easier, right? And it's fine to look, but it's nice to do it in your thought first. Okay, pause for a moment. And just rest, and rest on your tummy for a minute. So some of you with your head, it's really interesting. There's always other levels here. So in the instructions, it's your right ear should be resting on the back of your right hand. So some of you are not doing that. So pay attention to that. You're doing something else. So now we're going to change the hands. We're going to change the ear. So the left ear is going to be on the back of the left hand. There's the center part of your hand, not where your fingers are, right? It's where your knuckles and your wrist are, right? That is the strongest part of your hand. And your ear, it's not your cheek. It's not above your ear, part of your forehead, it's your ear. So there are certain instructions in here with Feldenkrais that are very important, because why is that important? Because that has to do with the rotation of your cervical spine. And if you're not doing that, that means the rotation's difficult. Again, not good, bad, right, or wrong, but pay attention to what you're doing. Okay, so now we're going to bend your right leg, bring it up, and you're first going to lift your right leg. Remember, it's perpendicular. Think of the front of the hip pressing into the floor so the knee can float up. And in your mind, in your thought, you're seeing that right heel, that right foot as it lifts up towards the ceiling. right? So again, perpendicular. I know this is hard for some of you. This is perpendicular. So if your leg is out here, it's working a lot. This is much easier. And just up. And what it has to do with is your hip. Finding the ease in your hip. Beautiful. Okay, let's lower your right leg and bend your left leg. We're going to try the same thing with your left leg, right? So it's at a right angle, and you're going to press the hip down, but lift the knee and thigh. Float it up and back down. Beautiful. And then in your thought, you're looking over your right shoulder, right, to identify. Right, this is part of spatial awareness. Where is that heel? Where is that leg, that foot? Right, without actually looking. You have a sense, right? Just like you have a sense of where your neighbor is. Okay, now keep that foot up, but pause with the lifting. Just keep it bent. And now you're going to lift your head with the left arm to look over your right shoulder as if you're going to see that left foot. And again, it's not important that you do. What's important is that it's in your mind and thought, that you know exactly spatially where it's at. Beautiful. Pause to change over the legs. So let the left leg lower and bring the right leg up, right? And lift with the left arm to look over the right shoulder and see that right heel, right? Which is so much easier, right? But you know in your mind, in your thought, if you keep your eyes closed, you know exactly where it is. It's kind of it's a really fun game to play with yourself, is to do movements with your eyes closed and really get your sense of perception of spatial awareness, where things are, and then you open your eyes and you're spot on. Right? So your spatial awareness and orientation is so important for how you move through the world. Okay, enough of that. Let's let it go and roll onto your back and rest. I mean, I'll tell you one of the maybe you guys, I'll ask you the question instead of telling you. Where is a place that this is critical? Doing an activity here in Park City. Bingo! Right? Skiing. Right? So you're looking downhill, but you want to have incredible sense of awareness of what is around you. And not just 2 or 3 feet around you. You want to know 9, 15, 20 feet out around you, right? This is your perception, right, of what's going on. Your spatial awareness is super important, right? Because we've got snowboarders, we have a lot of people, and very little snow. So everybody's on the same place, right? It's really scary out there. So this is where you use it, is you tune in and you can feel and sense the sounds and somebody coming from all around you. Does that make sense? Okay, let's go back to bending your right leg, bringing that foot to standing. Right, so you're gonna push that foot into the floor, you're gonna roll to the left, arch. Eventually that right hand is going to slide down towards the right foot. Your throat opens, your chest lifts, the back of the head's pressing into the floor, and maybe, just maybe, the right hand can come under the right heel, right? Where literally your right heel sits in the palm of your hand, right? That you get that much rotation and extension now. Right? Beautiful. So you go there and you come out of it. You do it again. Right? So each time you revisit, right, the movement, it's an opportunity to refine the movement. It's an opportunity for you to ask yourself, where am I perhaps still holding? Where could I find more ease? Where is there still some effort? Beautiful. And do the movement, let's say, one more time, and then we'll take a pause to rest. So just again, feel now how this right side feels, how everything's starting to feel, the openness with your chest, your breath and your breathing. Bend your left leg, bring it to standing, and then begin the movement, knowing that you're going to roll and arch to the left, or the right. The left hand slides down towards the left heel. The back of your head presses into the floor. That chest of yours lifts to the sky. And again, using the opportunity to repeat the movement, discovering how you can find greater ease. And come back and let's rest. Okay, so one last time, let's come onto your stomach. Right hand on top of left, and then your right ear. So faces to the left. That's it. And we're going to start with your left leg. So you're going to bend the left leg up. We're going to add in what we did last week, which was as you lift the left leg, right, you're going to also go up and over to the right to kick it behind you. Right? So now we're going to create this big rotation and extension from your lower part of your body. So you lift, and then you think, oh, I'm going to kick the wall over here to the right. So virtually, it's really the same movement that you do on your back. So it's okay.
I'm running out of cramp, sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll let you rest for a minute. Okay, so let's bend. Okay, think of your hip pressing. There you go. And let it just find the ease. That's it. See how easy that is? There. Less work in that lower leg. That's it. So much work in your lower leg. That's why you get cramps. Don't need to be doing that. hip presses forward, and we come back and just rotate that spine. Beautiful. There, that's nice. Beautiful, there you go. Right, so again, for some of you, that's it. Really let go of the work in your leg. Right, this is about the rotation in your back. Some of you are, it's like clenching your jaw, but you're clenching your feet and your calf. You do so much work in your feet and your calves. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Right, so push the hip. Bonnie, rotate the spine. There you go. See, nothing in the leg. That's it. Beautiful. Right, it's not about your leg. It's like I was saying last week, right? For running, it's not about your leg. Running does not come from your leg. It comes from your trunk and this rotation. Beautiful. One more time. Come back and let's change the hands in your ears. So left hand on top, left ear down, bend the right leg. So once you press the hip down and the knee floats up, you create the rotation, right? And let the leg go. There you go. Ah, let it go. Let me hold it. You don't need that. Let it go. There you go. Feel that in your back. Now you're using the leg. Let it go. Let it go. There. That's it. It's all about your back. There you go. Come back. Push the hip and rotate in the back. That's it, light with your leg, beautiful. Now can you alternate? Can you do once one leg and once the other?
Without changing our head?
You can change your head, you can put your forehead down. That makes it super easy. Just bring your forehead to the center. Just kick once one leg and then the other leg, right? Just feel the ease of the rotation. Okay, let it all go. Let's roll back to your back. Okay, so one last time on your back, bend your right leg. Bring your right foot to standing. Press the right foot into the floor and with ease, roll, arch, right? So it's not how far you go, right? But it's the quality and the ease, right? So now all of you can step on your hand for sure now, right? The right hand fits in the right heel. The chest is beautifully opening. Come back. Straighten the right leg, bend the left. Push the left foot into the floor. Roll and arch to the right. And again, looking for the quality of ease. And yes, has the movement gotten larger? Yes, because you've acquired ease. You've acquired things to become more open, more available. Okay, straighten that leg, come back, pause, rest, and just feel how delicious you feel now. What do you like about how you feel now, how you're resting on the floor? slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Again, just feeling the ease, the freedom, the quality. Beautiful. Okay, and then slowly bring yourself up to sitting and then standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.